Good morning, church. Now, are you aware that you're trading your time here this morning? You're investing? There's going to be dividends that are going to be paid at the end of the service today and right now. So, it's not money, but it's spiritual. I guarantee you, you're going to be blessed. So, let's stand and let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you for the ability again to be here in church. And Father, our prayer is pretty much the same every single week that we come here and we're going to open up with songs and music and worship here this morning. And so Father, we just ask once again that as we come to you in spirit and in truth, that we just be able to have just that awesome time of intimate worship with you, one-on-one, communing with the God of creation. So Father, we just thank you for meeting us here once again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him, for the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give him all glory. Lift up your hands and give him all glory. Lift up your hands and give him all glory, for the King is the God. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Arise and sing, ye children of Zion, for the Lord has delivered thee. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him. Open up your hearts and rejoice before him, for the King is your God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Go forth in praise, be strong in the battle, for the Lord is Almighty God. Lift up your hands and give him all glory. Lift up your hands and give him all glory. Lift up your hands and give him all glory, for the King is Almighty God. I'm my beloved's and he is mine, his banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine, his banner over me is love. I'm my beloved's and he is mine, his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table, his banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table, his banner over me is love. He sits me at his banqueting table, his banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. He puts straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. Put straight paths before my feet. His banner over me is love. His banner over me. His love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. He puts a smile right on my face. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. In Him we live.
Amen. Go and share some of that joy with each other this morning.
In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord. Tell Him of your love, hallelujah. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. Make a joyful noise, sing it to the Lord. Tell Him of your love, dance before Him. Make a joyful noise, sing to the Lord. Tell Him of your love, hallelujah. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being.
So, how do we express it? We make a joyful noise unto the Lord. We tell Him of our love. Sometimes we do a little dance. Hopefully it's not in the shower, huh? I tell you what though, when I sit here and listen to the sound of my voice up here, it never sounds as good as when I'm in the shower, singing and praising God all by myself. It sounds fantastic in there. Just sounds a little less fantastic today, huh? But nevertheless, we're going to continue to praise Him this morning.
Christ the Lord is risen today. Alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, Alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high. Alleluia. Where, O death, is now thy sting? Alleluia. Dying once, he all doth save. Alleluia. Where thy victory, O grave? Alleluia. Redeeming work is done. Alleluia. Fought the fight, the battle won. Alleluia. Death in vain forbids him rise. Alleluia. Christ has opened paradise. Christ has led. Alleluia. Bowing our exalted head. Alleluia. Made like him we rise. Alleluia. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies.
Amen, right? What does it say? If Christ is not risen, we don't have anything to be joyous. There's no religion. There's no faith. There's nothing. Everything hinges upon the fact that he is risen. Christ the Lord indeed is risen today.
Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name. Holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name, O Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, blessed be your name, O Lord.
Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I'll ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with a glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Great mysteries surely one day will come to an end, but faith will conquer the darkness and death, and will lead me at last to my friend. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cause, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross. I believe that the Christ who was slain on the cross has the power to change lives today. For he changed me completely, a new life is mine. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I believe whatever the cause, and when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to the old rugged cross.
beautiful song, isn't it?
Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak. And may the prayer of my heart always be, servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today.
And that is the example that Jesus gave to us. He humbled himself, took the form of a man, and he told his disciples, he said, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." In other words, put others in front of you. Put others in front of you. Indeed, make me a servant. With you.
sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy.
Praise the Lord and good morning to you. I got a few things I want to share, particularly with all our cyber members. In the month of December, we had a crisis, and we asked for some help, and we got some help, and we made an announcement, we got the gas. And that was a big praise the Lord. But you know, when I drive my car, I have to gas up about once a week. And so if I get a full tank, I cannot run on that for a month or 2 months. And I want to talk with you today, those of you that are outside our church walls here, how we are set up. For more than 30 years, I was preaching on the radio. We had a program every weekday, Monday through Friday. And we had quite a few people that followed us. And every one of those people, not everyone, but many of them sent in a gift on a regular basis every month. And that is how we survived the ministry. When we shifted over to webcasting, most of the people that were our radio listeners kind of dropped off because they were during the week. And we were praying that those of you that live in different parts of the world would simply say, we like what we hear and what we see, and we want to support you on a monthly basis. Now, a number of you watching us are doing just that. You're supporting us on a monthly basis. But there are others that you send in a gift from now and then. And I'm going to ask you, we are sitting in a situation this month that we are in the same predicament today as we were in December. And so we need to have regular giving from all our friends. There's a lot of things happening, and I believe that this ministry is unique. This week, I received information from Sweden that a man that lived in the province of Värmland in Sweden, he had been elected to be a permanent jury. They have different jury system in Sweden. And he was also a member of what they call the Swedish Democrats, or Sverigedemokraterna. And he had only been, after his election, all hell broke loose, so to say, and he was called an anti-Semite. And, of course, the local newspapers were thundering that this guy's an anti-Semite, and they had it on local television and so on, and there was a storm. And even the head of the Swedish Democratic Party said, we cannot have a person like this. We got to get rid of him. What was a man's crime? His crime was this. He had been to our website, and he had read a few things, and he sent a link to another person that was a member in this party in Sweden. And this guy went ballistic. He went to the paper, went to the higher up in the party and so on. And now this man had to backpedal and says, well, I didn't mean this and that. Please forgive me. You know, I want to keep my job and so on. But let me tell you this. That is how far we have come into the Antichrist system. Just sending a link to our website is enough to lose a job in Sweden. He was tried publicly in the press and the media. Now, in the United States, the churches are falling by the wayside. Just a few weeks ago, there was a huge conference at Saddleback Church in the Los Angeles area. This is where Rick Warren is a pastor. And they had a seminar where they brought in three medical doctors. And now Rick Warren is going into health. He's just like Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn is now going to health. He had lined up Dr. Gordon Green. Now, Gordon, name just fell out. Dr. Gordon, that's his name. Gary Gordon, that's what I got messed up. Now, Benny Hinn is getting a little bit on the sick side, and he's not getting healed, so he's getting some doctors. But anyway, these three doctors at Saddleback, introduced New Age, yoga, Reiki, however you pronounce it, and a number of other things. 6,000 people attended. Of course, this was webcast and so on. Now, Saddleback has approximately close to 300,000 pastors worldwide that every week subscribes to Rick's sermon. And they are little Ricks out there, you know, sitting on a chair and saying the same thing. Let me give you the names of these doctors. Dr. Hyman. Now, he is a nominee to Obama's advisory group on health. He's going to be a health czar shortly. So he was there. And he runs this center called the Ultra Wellness Center. And he's also the advisor to Dr. Oz. And, of course, Dr. Oz was also at the seminary. And then you had a guy with a very funny name. His name is Dr. Amen. And now, here's what these three men said. I didn't make this up. This is what they said. Dr. Hyman said, "I am Jewish." Dr. Oz said, "Well, I'm a Muslim." And Dr. Amen said, "Well, I'm a Christian." Now, I want you to think about this. Here's a seminar in a Christian church with a Jew, a Muslim, and a Christian promoting New Age. The church is being destroyed from within. It's going to have reverberation across the world. Our ministry is small, but we are taking a strong stand. We're trying to have conservative, beautiful, traditional music. We're trying to preach the Word of God. We're trying to prepare people for the Antichrist time to come. And to do that, I'm not attracting a huge crowd, because huge crowds want to seek a friendly churches, nice messages and so on. So I'm going to ask you, would you simply say, "I'm sorry I didn't give on a monthly basis, I will step up to the plate"? I would like all of us here and all of you watching, take a look at our website. Go to the top. You find our Norwegian site. You find a Swedish site. If you look upon a Swedish page or website, it's huge, immense. But go to the German one. The German one is taking off like a rocket. I've never seen such a layout, such things that they have there. And they are reaching people in Austria, Switzerland, and Germany, German-speaking people. This is absolutely fabulous. Then click on the Spanish website. I just looked this morning on the translations of the last three sermons. I looked at the German, I looked at the Spanish, and I'm amazed how well these translated out, how beautiful these sites are. This is our ministry together. But without you that are watching us, we're not going to be able to go and continue. So please, as we take the offering here, would you write a check? Would you simply go to PayPal or do something and say, "We're going to stick with you. We're going to invest at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church at EAUC. We believe it. We like what they're doing. And you want to be part of it. It's going to take some money." Thank you very much. And as Satyrus come and pray, right now, Satyrus, you pray that God will touch his people. Thank you for listening to me, and may God bless you.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you for blessing every person, O Lord, that is given. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching your people, O Lord, in a mighty way. Touching them physically, spiritually, financially, and in every area, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And let them stay focused on you, Lord. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. The Bible says, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lion does lack and suffers hunger, but they that seek the Lord, they're not going to lack of any good thing. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for your word today. Hallelujah. In Psalms 112, it says, blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be blessed upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then he continues to say, they will not be afraid of evil tidings, for their heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us trust in the Lord today for our finances. Let us trust in the Lord for our spiritual growth. Let us trust in the Lord for our physical situations. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for being our only source, Lord. You are the God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we trust in you. We trust in you that you will touch every heart all around the world and over here and in this sanctuary, in this congregation. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we love you, Lord, and we appreciate you, Lord. And we thank you. And we want to say today, as we bow to receive this offering, let every man, as they purpose in their heart, let them give. Not grudgingly, not of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always have all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And Lord, we thank you for blessing this offering, Lord. Thank you for making it multiply. Thank you, Lord, for blessing every giver, we pray today in the name of Jesus. And let the money be used appropriately, we pray. Lord, we want to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor today. And we ask you also, Lord, to touch the pastor today as he will bring the message to us. Let the anointing will be upon him. And you give him also the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power. And pray this prayer in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's people said, amen and amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Praise the Lord, it's time for prayer time. And I want to give us a praise report here to begin with. If you remember, we prayed for Veronica and her baby about a week or 2 weeks ago. And both mother and child are doing great. And God gave them a miracle. So praise the Lord for that. We got a request here from Belgium. And this is from the Timmermans. This is from Charmaine. And she said this, I would like to ask you for prayer for Gert, that's her husband. He told me last night that while driving home on the highway in a fast lane at 120 kilometers per hour, which is 75 miles an hour, our speed, he suddenly got a 2-second blackout. He also told me this happened probably 3 times in the last 3 months. One time was also driving, and the other incident happened at his desk at work. He's known to have low blood pressure, but the doctors always said it to be healthy low. I have scheduled an appointment with our general doctor for tomorrow afternoon to check his blood pressure and to maybe check if he doesn't have some sort of deficiency. So thanks for praying and standing with us on this matter. We're going to pray for Gert. And this is a report. This is from Germany. And by the way, look at the German website. I am amazed at all the gadgets that they have put on there. It's just phenomenal. Raymond just received an email from Uli. This is a man who was faithfully with us nearly from the beginning of our German website. That's about 4 years ago. He and his wife live some 100 kilometers from us. That's about 50 miles. They have a home cell group, and they regularly are in contact with us and pray for us. So we are feeding that cell group. He asked us for prayer on behalf of one of his friends named Ulrich and a co-worker whose name he didn't mention. He asked us for this prayer request to you so you can pray for these two men in the next church service. Both men have cancer and have been nearly given up by the medical profession. Ulrich is a Christian brother, and Uli did not mention what type of cancer he has. Besides prayer for healing, Ulrich and his wife and two children need to be encouraged so they don't give up or lose their faith. The co-worker is not saved and has prostate cancer. There's a need for salvation and healing in this case. So we're going to pray for that situation. California has been hit with a dry spell period, and we enjoy the sunshine. The rains have stopped, and we need to pray hard that God will reverse that and give us angel charge to bring in more rain and snow. We're not out of the woods. Oil prices. Now, this last week, the oil prices fell. $2.43 per barrel ended up at $89.11. There's a giant spiritual battle going on, and the different oil-producing nations are holding back their production in order to raise the price of oil. The drilling ban in the Gulf of Mexico is not helping at all. At the same time, environmentalists have for years blocked exploration in the United States, including Alaska. Now, what's happening currently is this. There is plenty of oil and gasoline in the United States. But the speculators, so oil on paper is short. That's how they get the price up. So they simply trade in future. There is a shortage in the future. We got lots of oil here. So because there's a short in the future, they say, okay, raise the price. So it is a, we need really to pray, it's a spiritual battle. Then we have this here, this is from Sweden. And this is a family that has come to us not too long ago. And they are asking for prayer. 7 years ago, they had a vision, husband and wife. And they have had prophecies that God is going to do something. Now, they're not telling us what God showed them. And they say, we really want to get going. We want to do God's will. This is our prayer. And we also need a new place to live at. God knows that. They have a daughter. She has lost 50 kilos, which would be about 102 pounds. And they sent a picture here that I cannot show you because you can't see it. But she's holding up her pants, and very huge pants, and she's very slim right now. So she's gone down in weight. But you need a healing. And so apparently something wrong parts of her body. They've been to different doctors, and she's desperate. Now, she is a believer in Christ. Now, Satan has hit to the anorexia. Now, you notice if you have been fat and you've been able to go down in weight, the fear is I'm going to go back up again, so the spirit of anorexia comes in. Then you don't eat. You get slimmer and slimmer, and finally you die. So we need to drive that spirit out. And their son is not saved, and they want us to pray for him, that he will get saved. So we're going to pray for this family, that their vision will come into being, that they get a new place to live, that their daughter is going to be healed, and their son is going to be saved. So these are the prayer requests we had in. Now, let's see, we had one here from, I got one on a lost piece of paper. We don't have her in here, do we? Carol is not in here. Okay. She had a prayer request. That was for, yes, I remember it now. We're going to pray for Dan Strasner. He's apparently very ill, and that's why Shireen is staying home. So those of you who'd like to come and pray with us, come on up.
Father God, thank you for this day, Lord, and I'm thankful for this prayer request because I really like this guy that I'm going to pray for. And his name is Gert Timmerman. And Father God, we thank you for total healing. There be no more blackouts. And that as he goes to the doctor, if he can find anything, let him find it. But Lord, we're trusting that you would just supernaturally heal whatever the condition might be. And Lord, we thank you for safety as he's driving around. I think he's on the road a lot. And so we thank you for giving him safety and protecting him as he's driving, Lord. And the truth of the matter is many of us, when we're driving, we might not black out, but we semi-black out thinking about whatever or get our attention off of the driving. So you protect us many times out there behind the wheel. So we thank you for protection for him. We lift up the family to you, and that there would be absolutely no worry, and that they can go forward and keep pushing in God's kingdom, Lord, and having a good time. We thank you for bringing him into this ministry and that we can call him our friend. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are God Almighty, and there is none besides you. I thank you that we can come as we are to you and simply ask you to answer our prayers. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, for both those men, Uli and his co-worker. And I thank you, God, there is no distance with you whatsoever. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, for touching Uli. And I thank you that you move in a mighty way and show him great and mighty things that he doesn't know of. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, we need to see a miracle from you here, God, a mighty miracle that will lift up the people there in that prayer group and let them know that you can do the most impossible things. Nothing is impossible with you, but with men, things are impossible, but not with you, God. And it's wonderful to know we can come to you any time, and we praise you. I also pray for the other man there is no name on, And I pray, God, that most of all, that he will be born again. And he will see you as you really are, God. That you are a God of mercy and love. And he will be saved. And he will be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And in water, of course. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you will answer this simple prayer that I pray right here, right now. And I give you the honor and glory what you are going to do, that we will have a praise report, that we be so thankful what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that I'm able to come before you and lift up the oil prices and the oil situation and the crisis that are going on throughout the world, Lord God. And God, we have a war. It's a war that's going on out there over this battle of raising the prices of gas and oil. And we come against it in the name of Jesus. We rebuke it. We bind the demons of it. And we cast those demons to the ground and make them deaf, dumb, and blind in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you to please intervene on behalf of America and throughout the world on driving these prices down and getting them lower. And Lord God, there's no reason for it. There's no reason why the prices have to be high. Lord, we know that you have the ability to set in motion the things that we ask for. And so I'm asking you, God, to intervene and to drive these prices down. And I'm sure that there's others in America and throughout the world that are praying this prayer too. Lord God, that we are fed up, sick and tired of paying such exorbitant prices at the gas pump. And Lord God, we pray that you, Father God, will intervene on our behalf and set in motion a lower price of fuel and oil and put your holy angels about the people that are in charge of driving these prices up, that you will cause them to make mistakes and to do something that will cause it to go down. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you, Lord. You are the God, O Lord, that can do the impossible. Whatever is going on with Daniel Streisand, it's not something that's a surprise to you. But whatever is going on, Lord, we pray, let this be, O Lord, that you get Daniel's attention, we pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. It's not anything, O Lord, that you cannot solve, that you don't have the answer for. You know it, O Lord. But we pray in this case, O Lord, that your perfect will be done. And something is going to happen in Daniel's heart, O Lord, and that he will come before you, Lord, and ask you for forgiveness, and ask you for help, and ask you for a change. And you are more than able, that you can raise him up, that you can bring him up where he belongs. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that your perfect will be done, O Lord, in Daniel Streisand's life. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that man will stand up and be counted, and he will be, Oh Lord, healed from all these situations. We pray for deliverance. We pray for healing him. We pray, oh Lord, that you restore him, that you heal his soul. Whatever is needed there, Lord, we pray that you do it, Heavenly Father. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you for Veronica. And thank you for giving her a miracle, and that her and her child are doing just fine, Heavenly Father. We want to thank you that you are the God that supplieth all our needs, Heavenly Father. We thank you and praise you. We can turn to you no matter what. We thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that you're always there, no matter what the case, Heavenly Father. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we come to you today again asking for more rain and more snow, because we do need more, apparently, and we are going to need more. And Father, we know that California is notorious for being sunny and bright, but this time and this season and this time of year, we need to get more water on the ground and more water available. But Father, I also ask you to change the legislation, that they will not detour the water that we do get, the surplus water, to the ocean, but that it will be sent to Fresno Valley, where they need it so much to grow food for people. And fish are important, but those fish can't be eaten anyway. And people are important, and they need food. And the whole world needs fruit and vegetables that are produced in the Fresno Valley. And it's been several years now, Lord, that they've been dried up, and they've had to pull up their trees. Father, give them a new start. Give them water that they can replant, and the Fresno Valley can come back to life. And we thank you for hearing our prayers and answering them so swiftly. In Jesus' name, amen.
My Heavenly Father, we want to lift up this family in Sweden. Vi måste ge Fader att tacka dig för just nu. Vi kan bedja för Gudrun och Harris. Och Herre, du vet att de hade en vision. Och de väntar på att den visionen ska bli uppfylld. Och i Jesu namn bryter jag varje förbannelse som har lagt över dem. Vi driver undan varje ond andemakt. Och vi tackar dig, Jesus, nu. Att du ska göra någonting fantastiskt. Att de ska få sin vision, ska komma till pass. Och de ska få en ny lägenhet. In the name of Jesus, I command right now the spirit of anorexia to be removed from their daughter. In the name of Jesus, come out. And I command to be bound, chained, and taken to prison by God's holy angels. And we thank you, Father God, right now, that your Holy Spirit can do what doctors do not need to do. Whatever needs to be fixed in her body, Father God, you can give her a supernatural healing. For the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. And we thank you that that daughter is going to be healed. And I thank you now, Father God, for saving their son. Father God, he's a rebellion. He doesn't want to hear the gospel. But we pray, Father God, that you will bind up the demons that are hindering from hearing the gospel. Soften his heart. And Father God, that he will come and say, Mom, Dad, I want to be saved. I want to walk with you. I want to walk with Jesus. We thank you for having heard his prayers right now for this family, Lord. And we thank you that this family is part of our cyber family, Lord, in another country. And Lord, I want to thank you and praise you right now for every prayer that was spoken up here. That Father God, they are not heard. They're on the altar. And in due time, they will be answered. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Okay, we're going to take testimonies. Does anybody have a testimony this morning? Okay, I've got a quick testimony. I just want to say that God is continuing faithful. Gave us a couple more jobs this week. It's always nice to get those. We have families depending on it, you know. So, I'm thankful for that. Okay, Irene.
Good morning. One of the things that I wanted to share right now is because we were thinking and talking about the love of God for us in the middle of everything that may be going on now or maybe happen later. And actually, the love of God is something that I think the Lord wants to really make it really deep in my heart as a revelation, not just a knowledge of what His love is. And I have been struggling with that personally, even that when I was born again, the first things the Lord revealed to me is the love of Jesus and the love of God that so loved the world. But over the years, I have been struggling with that. And every so often, the Lord brings that again and again to me. And one of the things that He was talking to me recently is that we need to receive His love first in order to even be able to love Him back and do the things that we want to do in that love of God, like pray or fast or witness or live the holy life. It won't happen unless we have His love first, and then we can love Him back with that love of His, because our love is so conditional. We may want it to do things for others, but it's always if they are not too bad or they are whatever, the conditions are there for us to respond in love to them, humanly speaking. But if we have the love of God shed in our heart release to love others with that love, then we can love God first and then we can love others. And that's my prayer, because many times I just want to love so much, but I can't because I'm hurting or something. So the Lord confirms to me today again. He gave me this one scripture. This is in 1 John 7:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment, and he that fear is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. So this is what I wanted to share, that when we are able to spend time receiving this love of God, with that love we can do all things, because that's the love on 1 Corinthians 13 that never fails, and that is not our own love, it's only His love. And out of that love will flow all the other things that we can do in our lives and for His kingdom. Amen. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Some time ago, my husband brought Sarah for prayer, and we were praying for pain in the left-hand side of, because she had some problem with spleen. And if you go back a little bit, and when she was, I think, in the kindergarten, she got sick with the mononucleosis. And any of you know what it is, or most of you probably. And it seems to be just a mono, and, you know, some people know it as a kissing disease and so on. And she's been only five. And as a mother, I would go dig, like, where did it come from me? But no. But the problem was that half of her school got sick with that, and, you know, just major breakout, and she had half of her face covered with blisters and just really bad stuff. And we were praying and going through all kind of doctors, visits and tests and so on. And there's some people would explain it's a virus that sits on the nerve, and when the environment is good, it's just another outburst and so on and on. But it's not only that, the spleen gets affected, and the spleen can be ruptured, and it seems to be a little thing, becomes a major thing in life. So we came and prayed, and after that, I think a week later, she was taken to the doctor for a major blood workup. And a couple of weeks after that, we went to see a doctor, and they said she doesn't have mononucleosis. So it's a praise the Lord, and we're still praying that if there is any effect on spleen, and she's going to have another appointment with the results where they're going to talk about spleen, if it's damaged or anything. But meanwhile, the doctor said she doesn't have mononucleosis. Praise the Lord.
With the new format, how everything's going, I've got to make sure I'm in here on time on the testimonies. Don't let Sunday school run late. So, anyways, I wanted to share with you in Philippians chapter 4 some of the words that Paul wrote. And I'll just read it, and then I'll say what it meant to me afterwards. So Philippians chapter 4, starting in verse 4. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So, in my life, I'm approaching some things, or have some things in my life over which I have no control over whatsoever. And so, whether it's a health issue or finances or whatever it happens to be, I was sitting there saying to myself, what am I going to do? Am I going to sit there and just worry about it and let it eat me up? As a Christian, I mean, I know what to do, but knowing what to do and putting it into practice is sometimes two different things. And so, you know, I was sitting there, you know, the Holy Spirit brought this chapter 4 into my mind. And so I made the decision, okay, I'm going to rejoice. The situation's out of control. I'm going to rejoice in it. And, you know, in verse 5 it says, let your moderation be known. I'm not going to sit there and fall apart in front of people and bewail and moan and be like, woe is me. But just, you know, be quiet, focus on it, let God deal with it. And then what I really got out of it was, of course, you know, verse 6 where it says, you know, don't be anxious, but, you know, with prayer and supplication, tell God what I need. And verse 7 really spoke to me, and it said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That I don't have my answer, you know, it's not solved per se, but God is in control. And I thought, you know, none of us really planned out our testimonies here this week. No one confided, well, I'm going to share this and I'm going to share that. But we heard about the love of God, being secure in the love of God. I am secure in the love of God. I know He loves me and I love Him. And that helps me here with this particular passage. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, should keep your hearts and minds. So, it really blessed me. I thought I'd share it with you.
I had a observation this week. You know, sometime I was through the week thinking about, well, is God real? You know, is there really a God? Okay. Or is evolution true? You know, we just kind of grew into who we were or who we are. And then I thought about the eyeball, you know, your eyeball, and how remarkable it is that you can, it allows you to see your surroundings. And then actually, you can look into someone else's eyeball and see their soul. And then animals, they all have one thing in common, don't they? They got eyeballs, you know? And it's not, if we just adapted to this environment, you know, like the evolution says, wouldn't we have a lot of animals without eyeballs, you know what I mean? Because they haven't evolved that far yet. So I don't know if that really made much sense to you, but to me it was a statement that, boy, it takes more faith to believe that nonsense than it does to believe the truth, that God is a creator. Okay, we're going to close in prayer. Father God, thank you for this day and for the word that we were able to go through, and we thank you for your blessing. We also ask for protection as we go our way, and we thank you for meeting the needs of Resurrection Life of Jesus Church this week, and we receive all your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.